going on this weekend. In fact, it starts today over at Kapi'olani Park. It is the Hawaii Lacrosse 20th Anniversary Invitational. This brought some big names of lacrosse down to the islands, including Michael Evans, and Michael Evans, a defenseman, Michael Evans, a Major League Lacrosse champion this past year. Michael joins us now, courtesy of the CarQuest Hotline. Michael, how are you?
How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for coming on, Michael. Talk about what's going on with this Invitational that's happening this weekend.
No, it's just it's a good opportunity for a bunch of guys to get together and throw on a great show here at Hawaii and try and spread the game of lacrosse.
It's interesting because, you know, lacrosse is a sport, and tell me if I'm wrong, is lacrosse a sport that is usually dominated on the east coast of the country? Because when you hear, like, college lacrosse, you know, college lacrosse, you usually hear, like, the Syracuses and the John Hopkins and the whatnot. But with you traveling around and playing professionally, what is really the reach of this sport?
You know what, I think traditionally back in the day you would say it was a predominantly East Coast sport. But now, I mean, I've done some work with the Eastern lacrosse guys. I've been out in California a lot. We go to Denver, do some stuff. So, I mean, it's really spreading, and it's great to see. And obviously so with this Hawaii tournament, the turnout's going to be great, and I think the fans are going to get a good show. So it's definitely spreading, but you're right. I think traditionally the mindset has been that it is an East Coast dominant sport, but that's definitely shifting.
How do you believe that is shifting?
I think it's just growing amongst the youth. Usually when I would do camps at Hopkins and Maryland, we'd get some guys from the West Coast, and then someone just eventually was like, you know what, why don't we just start doing camps out on the West Coast, start doing that, and we started having youth teams, and then it's really just grown. It's just a domino effect. It's been really receptive amongst the young guys. The sport kind of has a cool vibe to it. You see it in some movies now, so it's definitely growing. I think it's just by word of mouth and for love of the game.
There's a mix, and for those that don't follow a lot of lacrosse, I mean, there's a mix of different rules that some people find familiar with other sports. Is that correct?
Right, yeah. I guess if you were to compare it to some other sports, it's got the hitting of football, it's got the line shifting of hockey, it's got kind of the mindset of basketball, pick and roll, so it's a little bit of everything, and I think that's why people are drawn to it, because they do play other sports. You know, I played football growing up, my dad was a college football player, and I moved to the area and just started playing lacrosse. I was like, wow, you know what, this is kind of like football with a little twist, so it was great. So a lot of growth there because of that.
We're talking with Michael Evans. He is a defenseman, plays in the Major League Lacrosse League, Major League Lacrosse champion this past year, also an all-star in the league. He joins us courtesy of the CarQuest Hotline on ESPN 1420 and ESPN Radio. This tournament that you're playing in, and you're not the only professional player that's going to be coming down, but we are talking with you because you are a champion, and you're one of the more known names in this league. In this tournament, I mean, what kind of teams are we going to see playing on both the men's and women's side?
I mean, on the men's side, I know for sure there's a team. The team that I'm on is called the Crease Monkeys. Myself and a bunch of guys are actually on the Canadian national team are on that. And there's another team, Wimmer, and that's my buddy who's probably the biggest name in lacrosse right now is Paul Rabel. He's on that team. My buddy Matt Bockel, who's also an all-star in the Major League, he's on that team. So that's more of a couple guys on the U.S. national team. You're also going to see the Iroquois national team who sadly didn't get a chance to play in the World Games because of the travel arrangements, but they're going to get a chance to compete and show what they have. And on the girls' side, you know, I'm not too familiar with it, but I do know a bunch of the American. I think there's a Nike team, and it's got some of the American grades, so it should be great. I mean, I'm really excited.
When you heard that there was going to be a lacrosse invitational played in the state of Hawaii and played on the island of Oahu, I mean, you and your peers, I know, are all down here, but of your peers, I mean, how many of you just jumped at the first chance that you heard it? Because, oh, hey, wait, lacrosse, and we get to go to Hawaii? How cool is that?
I mean, how can you not take that? How can you pass up on that? I mean, I'm actually on the beach right now, and the water is unreal. The weather is unreal. The people are great. I'm really excited. I mean, it's a great opportunity. My first time in Hawaii. My parents all used to come here a lot for, you know, their honeymoon, and used to come here for vacation, and it's great to try and combine the two events, and I don't hear anyone complaining. So
What do you think people will see when they go down to Kapiolani Park over the course of today and the next couple of days? What can people expect when they show up there?
You know what? I think people can see probably lacrosse at a high level with the guys that are on these teams, the guys and the women actually that are on these teams. It's going to be a fast-paced game. You're going to see people hitting each other. You're going to see some cool goals if you're not familiar with lacrosse. I think it's going to be some it'll be good because I think they're going to do some teaching sessions too. We're going to help some of the youth here that might not be so familiar with it. So we're going to try and really spread this out to Hawaii. And I think it's going to be great. So come on down.
And I imagine, I mean, you talked about there's going to be hitting, but I'm sure it's also going to be kind of a more fun, spirited atmosphere when the teams get together, since, you know, a lot of you guys are friends and you'll be playing against one another.
Right, yeah. My, like I was saying, my roommate in college, Paul and Matt Bocklet, it's going to be great. I mean, we're off the field best friends, on the field we're still best friends, but there's definitely that competitive edge. And I think you're going to see that coming out, but it's across the game that definitely has this beach vibe to it, where it's just a cool game to watch, a cool game to be a part of, and it's really exciting. So I think it's going to be a great turnout of people, and I think people that don't and aren't familiar with lacrosse, I think that they're gonna find a niche, no matter if it's the hitting, if it's the cool stick tricks, if it's the fast pace of the game. Someone's going to be able to relate to something and realize how this game is spreading so fast and why this game is spreading so fast.
Here's what I have to ask you. We're talking with Mike Levins. He is a defenseman, won a Major League Lacrosse championship this past year, is an all-star in the Major League Lacrosse League. He joins us courtesy of the CarQuest hotline. What I have to ask you is, and I've been watching actually a little bit more lacrosse, you know, every year for the past couple of years because it has been getting, you know, a lot more exposure on television. It's been kind of fun to watch. And one of the questions that I have is, you know, you talked about sticking, and, you know, you have a ball it's a small ball, and you've got it. You're catching it in on the fly with your stick. It's got a little bit of a net, kind of a basket. Like, I mean, that has to take some really, really good hand-eye coordination, because, I mean, to me, I'm thinking, wait, how am I going to do that? I mean, that just seems so hard. But you guys make it look so easy. Talk about how coordinated you have to be and what kind of practice it takes, especially for younger players, to get that coordination down.
Right. I mean, I definitely agree with you. At first glance, it does look pretty intimidating and kind of hard, but once you pick that stick up, you get a couple throws in it. Like you said, that ball is relatively small to the stick, and especially me as a defenseman, my stick is about, you know, 6 foot, a couple inches. And once you get a couple throws in it, it becomes, you know, second nature, and especially if you've been playing for a while, it's just, you don't even think about it. So for young kids, what we always preach is you get that ball in that mesh, you know, pocket, and you go against the wall, and you just practice. You're standing, you know, 5-10 feet away from it, and just pass back and forth with the ball, and then you can see how that easily and quickly translates to you running down the field, passing like you were against the wall, but you're passing another person. You get it back, and then, you know, you shoot and you score. So,
Michael Evans, defenseman in Major League Lacrosse, a champion this past year, Major League Lacrosse All-Star. Enjoy the Hawaii Lacrosse 20th Anniversary Invitational, which is this weekend. Glad you're down here. Thank you for spending some time with us on ESPN 1420 and ESPN Radio.
No problem. The pleasure's all mine. I can't wait. Hopefully we'll see some fuel out there.
All right. Thanks so much, Michael. Michael Evans joining us courtesy of the CarQuest Hotline on ESPN 1420 and ESPN Radio.